This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in the U.S. state of Louisiana are confronting the menace of a new hurricane weeks after one battered parts of the state. They received stark warnings to brace for winds that could turn debris into missiles and to use the remaining hours before Hurricane Delta strikes to take necessary emergency precautions. Forecasts showed Delta had strengthened back into a Category 3 hurricane as it bore down on the state on Thursday afternoon. It carried winds of 115 miles per hour and the potential to deliver a storm surge of up to 11 feet when it arrives Friday evening. The projected path included the southwest area of Louisiana, where Category 4 Hurricane Laura made landfall less than 2 months ago. U.S. President Donald Trump's doctor has cleared him for public engagements beginning this weekend. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump's doctor says the president can make a safe return to public engagements as early as Saturday. In a letter updating the president's condition, Dr. Sean Conley says the president, who tested positive for COVID-19 last week, has completed the course of therapy prescribed by his team of physicians. Conley writes that Trump has responded extremely well to treatment without evidence on examination of adverse therapeutic effects. Trump, who returned to the White House Monday from Walter Reed Military Medical Center, is eager to resume campaign appearances with Election Day less than 4 weeks away. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Six people have been charged in U.S. federal court with plotting to kidnap the Democratic governor of the U.S. state of Michigan, Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, at her vacation home. Separately, seven more people have been charged with trying to target police in the Michigan Capitol. The FBI says in a court filing that four had planned to meet Wednesday to make a payment on explosive and exchange tactical gear. The FBI quoted one of the accused as saying Whitmer has no checks and balances at all. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is pulling out of an October 15th debate with Democratic rival Joe Biden after it was changed to a virtual event. Mr. Trump, who was hospitalized for 3 days after disclosing last Friday he had tested positive for the novel coronavirus, blasted the format change announced by the nonpartisan commission in charge of the debates and expressed concern his microphone could be cut off. On Thursday night, he told Fox News he was feeling really good and might return to the campaign trail on Saturday night, possibly with a rally in Florida. His physician said in a memo that Mr. Trump completed his course of therapy and could return to public engagement Saturday. A British study finds 86% of people infected with the coronavirus did not show the main symptoms on the day they were tested. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Researchers at University College London analyzed data from an official survey which had been testing thousands of households every week, regardless of whether the subjects had COVID symptoms. Researchers found that of those who tested positive, 86% did not have key symptoms, such as a cough, a fever, or loss of taste or smell. Lead researcher Irene Peterson says the figures suggest many may be spreading the virus while asymptomatic, adding frequent and widespread testing of all individuals is needed to curb silent transmission. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Cuban Prime Minister Manuel Marrero said late on Thursday that most of the Caribbean island nation would open to international tourism starting next week as it moved towards a new normality after containing its coronavirus outbreak. The country, which closed its border 6 months ago in a bid to contain the spread of the virus, has been gradually reopening to tourism ahead of the November-March high season, first in the Northern Keys and then at Beach Resort. 13 of Cuba's 16 provinces will now be open to tourism. He told a roundtable discussion broadcast to the nation, albeit not yet the capital, Havana, which only just appears to have curbed a second wave of infections with strict restrictions, strict measures, including a curfew. Canada's Justice Department said late Thursday that a judge has upheld the majority of Canada's privilege claims over documents sought by lawyers for Huawei Chief Financial Officer Ming Wanzhou in her U.S. extradition case. In August, Ming's lawyers argued for the release of more confidential documents relating to her December 2018 arrest in Vancouver, including emails between Canadian and American authorities. Ming was arrested in Vancouver, British Columbia, on a warrant from the United States charging her with bank fraud for allegedly misleading HSBC on Huawei's business dealings in Iran and causing the bank to break U.S. sanctions. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.